lift your holy hands towards heaven, and I want you to worship him. I want you to worship him. I want you to worship him. He is a great God. He is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is too wonderful for him. Nothing is impossible with him. There is nothing that he can't do in your life. I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen very closely. The song, Hallelujah, You Are Great. The day that Papa sang that song, if you remember in the service, that time, my sister, my own sister, was at the point of death. And when he began to sing that song, I realized, you know what? Sickness is nothing before God. And I focused that, Lord, you are great. You are greater than sickness. Whether she lives, whether she dies, you remain God. Hallelujah. Before you came on the scene, before you were born, before you were conceived, he was God. When you are long gone, he will still be God. Hallelujah. In the time of Moses, he was God. In the time of Jesus, he was God. In this time, he is God. He does not change. I said he does not change somebody. It doesn't matter what you are going through. He remains God. It doesn't matter how hard it is. He remains God. And that day I told God that it doesn't matter what happens today or what happens next week, but you will remain God. And as he kept worshiping, I was just worshiping the Lord. And I saw an angel. Oh my God. I saw an angel. And the angel rose. And I saw my sister. And there was an angel. It was like the angel is just breathing light in my sister. And that was the turnaround. So when we are worshiping God tonight, I want you to focus only on God. Just know that he is a great God. I don't understand what I'm going through. Yes, it doesn't seem to be fair. Yes, but you are still God. And our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. If he said he is the healer, he is the healer. If he says he breaks every chain, he breaks every chain. If he says he destroys the yoke of bondage, that is exactly what he will do. He is God. He is not like you or me. He doesn't change. He will not be a good God today and a bad God tomorrow. He is not someone like you who can lie or change. No, no, no. Whatever he has promised, exactly the way it is promised, that is what he will do. And my Bible tells me that he will not ever leave you. He will never relax his hold upon you. So no matter what you are going through, but he has you. He has you like this. He's got you. You might think that maybe with what I am going through, maybe he left me now. Maybe I don't know what's happening, but you are right here. He knows what he is doing. It might be delaying, but he knows why there is that delay. Some things in life are a process. God is ordering everything. When the miracle comes, you even realize why it came at that particular time. Am I speaking to somebody tonight? Am I speaking to somebody tonight? Tonight, I just want your spirit to connect to God. Tonight, don't ask him anything. Just tell him you are great. Just tell him I'm here to celebrate you, Lord. After all, he's done too much in your life. Even if he doesn't do anything else in your life. But for you, from the day you were born until today, to still be there, he has done enough. He's done too much. So today, begin to mention one by one every single thing that he has done in your life. Begin to remember. Forget not his benefits, somebody. Forget not his benefits, somebody. And tonight, I want you to connect. You did not just come to a DVD recording. No, no, no. You came to worship your master. You came to worship your maker. You came to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who can change your story, the one who doesn't consult anyone when he wants to bless you. So tonight, I want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on that.